Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Excuse me. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my front and rear load truck drivers out there. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. A lot to get into. A lot of games to preview on this Friday. And we got to start off with the Atlanta Falcons, right? It's only right because this is a huge game for the Atlanta Falcons. One, again, I'm not going to call it a must win. I said that earlier this week, but I also said, to me, it's right below the – it's a tier below. Whatever is right below must win, it's right there to me for the Falcons. Because the last thing you want to have happen this weekend is you lose to the Vikings, fall to 6-7, be on a four-game losing streak, and then have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers mess around and win, and then all of a sudden you're looking up at somebody. You're looking up at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the division. So you don't want to have that happen. You take care of business. You at least know you're going to have the tiebreaker still in the NFC South. And man, I mean, you just talk about all momentum lost and all the good mojo will be gone if you lose this weekend. Even if Kirk Cousins plays better, it's still going to hurt if you take a loss this weekend. So Falcons got to step up and find a way to win. How do they do that? Well, let's go ahead and get into that right now. First and foremost, let's start with the Falcons offensively because we know Kirk Cousins has to play better. That's the number one priority for Sunday. Kirk Cousins has to play better. And again, this has been a talking point all week, and it's going to continue to be a talking point until we find out what goes down on Sunday and how Kirk Cousins performs on Sunday. But with Kirk Cousins knowing he has to have a bounce-back game, he's going to put that own pressure on himself, and he feels the pressure from the fans, I'm sure, too, but he's putting plenty of pressure on himself to have a bounce-back game this weekend after the performance he had last Sunday against the Chargers. He's going to want to bounce back. And not only that, but he also knows he's going back to Minnesota, where he spent 5 years and was the face of that franchise for, what, five seasons. He's going to want to go back there and have a big game. Do those two things help him, or do they hurt him? Do they help take his game to another level, or does it cause him to press, do too much, try to force throws that aren't there? Kirk Cousins, I think we let you hear it yesterday, him talking about how he simply said that he was trying to do too much against the Chargers. He tried to force throws that weren't there, tried to put guys like Drake London and Darnell Mooney up to bat, and they're resulting in turnovers. Is Kirk Cousins going to try and make those risky throws again? Is he going to try and do too much again? Obviously, he's not going to do it on purpose, I don't think, per se. But is he going to feel like, oh, yeah, I can fit that throw in there? Or, oh, yeah, let me give this throw a shot when maybe that's not the best decision? I hope not, because it's something that literally just happened to him and he just had to talk about it on Wednesday. So I hope he's just smart with the football, and I think he will be. I think he'll definitely take a lot better care of the football, because at this point, I'm just happying with you dumping it off to Bijan or a short slant or something like that to Drake London or somebody and just dinking and dunking the Vikings down the field. Because as we continue to talk about this Falcons offense, we'll talk about this Vikings defense too. This Vikings defense is real. We gave you some numbers on it earlier this week. Only giving up, what, 18? A little over 18 points per game. Giving up a little over 80 yards rushing per game to opponents. Giving up around, I think, 243 passing yards per game. They're stout defensively. Jonathan Greenard, their standout linebacker, had eight tackles for loss last month and was the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. He had eight tackles for loss in a month. Remember, you only play like four games in a month most of the time. He was averaging two tackles for loss a game, pretty much. So he's been really, really good this season. He stepped right into that Danielle Hunter role, and he has just absolutely taken off. And he has 10 sacks on the year, too. I mean, he is a beast. And this whole Vikings defense is really good. Stephon Gilmore playing well on the outside still, playing at a high level. So this Vikings defense is going to try and get after Kirk Cousins. Brian Flores, very aggressive when it comes to blitzing, and they do a lot of disguising as well. And we know the Chargers kind of did that last week, and it seemed like they had Kirk Cousins fooled a few times. So is that going to be an issue again this week as Kirk Cousins kind of figured out how to be like, okay, they're trying to give me this look. How well has he been able to adjust to defenses that are trying to fool him and throwing things at him, trying to disguise things? How well has he adjusted to those things? That's going to be important, because the Vikings are going to do a lot of what the Chargers tried to do, and they're going to be very good at rushing the passer as well. So I think we might see a lot of dink and dunk, a lot of short passing throws. I'm not sure we're going to see many deep shots down the field from Kirk Cousins, and to be quite frank, I'm okay with that. Take the easy throws. Take the easy stuff that the Vikings give you. Let Bijan eat in the run in the passing game. Dump it off to him. Let him go to work. Let him make people miss. Let him do what he can do in the open field. Don't make it too hard on yourself if you're Kirk Cousins or the Falcons offense, period. Don't make it too hard on yourself if you're Zach Robinson. And he talked about that earlier this week too, about wanting to make things clean and clear. Those are the two words he used, clean and clear, for Kirk Cousins this Sunday. So hearing that makes me think, okay, Might be a lot of short passes this week for Kirk Cousins. Maybe a lot of dump-offs. Maybe they'll try and get back to the screen game. We'll see. But at this point, I just hope the Falcons trying to keep it simple, stupid. And whatever it is, it needs to be fast-developing routes. So the offensive line doesn't have to block this. Again, very good defensive front of the Minnesota Vikings for too long. And Kirk Cousins can get the ball out quick and doesn't, again, have to even though we know he's an elite processor, we still don't want to have him trying to think too much, especially because this Vikings team, again, and this Vikings defense under Brian Flores is going to try and disguise a lot of things, heat Kirk Cousins up, all the above. So offensively, I think it needs to just be simple, short, quick, to the point type of offense for the Falcons on Sunday. And as far as the Falcons' defense, can we see what we saw last Sunday? Can we see that this Sunday? Can we get that again this Sunday? Can we get a repeat performance of that? And I was actually listening to Andy and Randy yesterday, and I was listening to Joe Patrick, and he said something that I was pretty sure I saw, and he kind of reassured me that I was seeing what I thought I was seeing. And we talked about it. I mentioned this very briefly on Monday, too, when we kind of recapped the Chargers game. The Falcons got 5 sacks. And I'm not really sure it's because the Falcons pass rushers were doing anything different. Remember, Raheem Morris has always talked about pretty much from halfway through the season or week four through the season up until now, he's talked about how this Falcons pass rush, this Falcons defensive front is close when it comes to getting sacks, right? They didn't really do anything too different. It's not like they, maybe they played I don't want to even say they played a little harder because I think they've been playing hard through the whole entire year. What I think was different is not necessarily what the Falcons defensive front was doing and the Falcons defensive line and the Falcons pass rushers. I don't think what they were doing was differently. I think what we've been asking for as Falcons fans, as far as getting the cornerbacks on the outside to play tighter coverage, to play tighter on the line of scrimmage, be closer on those receivers, not give up the easy dink and dunk throws to the opposing quarterback and opposing receivers. I think that changed. And guess what? We thought what would happen if they made that switch happened. Because the corners, A.J. Terrell and D. Alford and all those guys, because they were hugging up on receivers, playing tighter coverage, because they were doing that, that gave Arnold Ebiketie, Lorenzo Carter, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, that gave all those guys that extra tick, that extra second, that extra holding of the ball of Justin Herbert that they needed to get home. And it resulted in 5 sacks. So it seems like maybe Jimmy Lake finally, and he answered our prayers, it seemed like they made that adjustment during the bye week, and it paid off last Sunday against the Chargers. And that's why we saw this defense get 5 sacks. That's why we saw this defense able to get as many stops as they did. Are they going to do the same thing against this Vikings team? Now, I will say this. The Chargers don't have the receivers that the Vikings do. Ladd McConkey was good, yes, but he ain't Justin Jefferson. And they got Jordan Addison. And they got TJ Hockenson. They got three real, real good pass catchers on that side. And I'm not necessarily saying that they got to give Jordan Addison a bunch of cushion, but you do need to respect Justin Jefferson's speed a little bit because he does have breakaway speed. And he will get his in some way, shape, or form, unless we just bracket them off and just absolutely dare them to beat us with Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson. But I do wonder how Jimmy Lake is going to scheme up the game plan when it comes to how to cover these receivers and cover these pass catchers for the Minnesota Vikings. Because, again, Justin Jefferson, dangerous. Jordan Addison, dangerous. TJ Hockenson, dangerous. So, does Does Jimmy Lake have A.J. Terrell play up on Justin Jefferson? Or does he have him give him – does he have him maybe give him a little cushion, but not as much cushion as we were giving receivers in the beginning of the year? And then does he have Mike Hughes, who was back at practice, by the way? Does he have Mike Hughes still play up on Jordan Addison? And then whoever's going to end up covering T.J. Hockenson, does he have them kind of hug up on him? So I'll be very interested to see how Mike Hughes has the defensive back covering all the different pass catchers for the Minnesota Vikings. That'll be very interesting to see to me, because if you go back to what you were doing before the bye week, where you're giving everybody this large cushion, Sam Darnold probably is going to pick us apart defensively, and we're probably going to have to score a lot of points on offense to keep up. That's just kind of the nature of the situation. And maybe if we're better at stopping the run, that'll help, because that'll put him in more third and longs, and then we can maybe do a little bit more hugging up. So stopping the run, obviously, like, it's always important. It's going to be very important. By the way, I have a stat on Aaron Jones, by the way, the running back for the Minnesota Vikings. Something we've seen from the Falcons all season long, because they've been coached to do it, which I like. We've seen the Falcons, when they're trying to make tackles, they punch at that ball. Caden Ellis, Troy Anderson, Jesse Bates, Justin Simmons, they all do it. They all punch at that ball trying to get it out. Aaron Jones has fumbled three times in the last two games, and he's lost two of them. And as far as fumbles go overall this season, he has matched his career high in fumbles with five, and he's lost three overall this season. That could be something to look out for. Punch at that ball, Falcons. Arnold Ebukadi, Caden Ellis, Troy Anderson, Nate Landman, Jesse, Justin Simmons. I need y'all punching at that ball. Excuse me. Aaron Jones been fumbling it as of late. Let's see if we can get a few more. Got one last week, too. See if we can get another one, or maybe two. We'll need them for sure. So those are all things to look out for when it comes to this Falcons and Vikings game in Minnesota on Sunday. And, of course, you can hear that game right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, with pregame starting at 11 o'clock with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson. Even before that, do need to shout out the Wave 4 Tailgate Show with John Fricke and Joe Patrick. That'll be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then 11 a.m. we'll get things started on the network with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson, the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network pregame show. They'll take you from 11 to 1. Then Dave Archer at West Durham got all the action from Minnesota for you, and we'll bring you Falcons, Vikings. And then after the game, right after the game, Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson back at it with the postgame show, Mercedes-Benz postgame show. And then after that, Rob Tribble will bring you the Falcons flyover. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take about 5 minutes from now, we got another game to preview, as it is championship weekend and the Georgia Bulldogs looking for another SEC championship as they take on the Texas Longhorns. What are we looking out for in that game? We'll talk about it next. I think Georgia needs to be ready for a specific someone on Saturday, and I'll tell you who that is right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. A Friday that is leading up to a big weekend here in the ATL, because we got the Falcons. While they won't be here in the ATL, they will have a huge games on their hand in Minnesota as they take on the Minnesota Vikings. We just previewed that game for you. And again, don't want the Falcons to drop to 6-7 as potentially the Buccaneers win, lose their top spot in the NFC South. So that's going to be a huge game against the Vikings, who, by the way, are trying to keep pace as much as they can with the Detroit Lions, who won last night on Thursday Night Football thanks to some Dan Campbell gambles. And the last one they did, going for it on fourth down with just what? I think it was a little over a minute to go. They get the 4th-and-1, then they were able to, they were already in field goal range, by the way, so they go for it on 4th-and-1, already in field goal range. The game was tied at 28, the game was tied at 28, the game was tied at 31. The game was tied at 31. They go for it on 4th-and-1 with, I think, again, a little bit over a minute to go, so they didn't want to give Green Bay the ball back. Just having to go get a field goal to force overtime. So Dan Campbell decides to go for it on 4th-and-1, and they get it, and they're able to run the clock down, and they kick the game-winning field goal with just 2 seconds left, and they extend their winning streak to what, 11 games? Goodness gracious, they've won 11 games in a row. 12-1 the Detroit Lions are now, and they actually clinched a playoff spot with their win last night as well. So the Vikings are trying to keep pace with that. They come into this matchup with the Falcons on Sunday at 10-2. So, look, you're dealing with a dangerous Vikings team who's still got a lot to play for, and they're looking to still try and win that division. So it's going to be a tough, tough test for the Atlanta Falcons. But we got to talk about what's going to transpire now on Saturday, as the Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be filled with Texas and Georgia fans for the SEC championship game. And I actually have a couple of interesting stats for you when it comes to this SEC championship game. We all know Texas and Georgia met up a little less than 2 months ago. It was like, I think, October 19th, I believe it was. Georgia took down Texas and gave them their only loss thus far of the season, 30-15 final score. And, I mean, the Georgia defensive line just straight up dominated the Texas offensive line throughout the entirety of the ball game. What they get, I think it was like 7 sacks or something like that. And, I mean, they were just on Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning for the short bit of time he was in there too. They were just on their heads the whole entire ball game. They only rushed for 29 yards throughout the game. I mean, that Georgia defensive line had a day against that Texas offensive line. Now, we could maybe see a similar performance from this Georgia defensive line. Why? Because Texas left tackle and, by the way, Outland Trophy finalist, I'm talking about Kelvin Banks Jr., he went down last week with a leg injury after just 7 plays. Freshman Trevor Goosby, he's going to have to start in the SEC championship game as a freshman if Kelvin Banks Jr., again, Outland Trophy finalist, so he's pretty darn good, but the freshman Goosby will have to start at that crucial left tackle position if Banks can't go. And again, they gave up 7 sacks last time against Georgia in their matchup in October, 2 of which resulted in fumbles, by the way. Two of those sacks resulted in fumbles, if I can get it out right. So that's going to be crucial. If Banks can't go and Goosby the freshman has to start, that is definitely going to be something to watch out for there. Also, another thing to watch out for when we're talking about rushing the passer and quarterbacks and things of that nature, do not be surprised. And this is kind of a key for Georgia's defense. This is a key for Georgia's defense. Not kind of. This is a key for Georgia's defense. Georgia has to be ready for Arch Manning, in my opinion. I was listening to Rusty Manziel on the morning shift yesterday, and he was saying that he wouldn't be surprised if when Texas gets in the red zone, if they bring in Arch Manning to run some RPOs, run pass option, for anybody out there that doesn't know what RPO stands for. But I think that definitely is going to be something Texas does. And it might not even be just in the red zone. It might be when they're just trying to move the ball in between the 20s. Because, again, Texas only rushed for 29 yards against Georgia in that first matchup. Arch Manning, we know what he can do with his legs. Quinn Ewers is still kind of recovering from an ankle injury, still dealing with an ankle injury. So his mobility, which is already not great, is going to be even more limited depending on just how that ankle feels. So do not be surprised at all. I would say if you're Georgia, if you're Kirby Smart, I would say expect Arch Manning to have some plays called for him. Expect some Arch Manning packages tomorrow, because I don't envision a world where they don't give Arch Manning the ball and let him run some RPO, especially like Rusty was saying, in the red zone. And I believe they had, what, 2 red zone turnovers last week, Texas did, against Texas A&M? Just let Quinn Ewers get in there, run an RPO, and let him use his athleticism. Because Arch Manning is a big dude. He may not look that big on TV, but he's a big dude. He's put together. And he's a solid athlete, really good athlete. And I don't see why Texas wouldn't use him in certain situations, especially if they come out and they struggle running the ball again. We all know Georgia, just like any defense, not great when it comes to trying to handle mobile quarterbacks. So if I'm Georgia defensively, you got to be ready for Arch Manning. You got to be ready for Arch Manning to come in there, run some RPOs, and use his legs, especially in the red zone. So I think they're going to use Arch Manning as a weapon for sure tomorrow, and I think Georgia has to be ready for it. Now, moving to that's for Georgia off defensively, Texas offensively. Now switching gears, talking about Georgia's offense. Carson Beck, trust your teammates. Don't try to do too much. There's going to be negative plays. There's going to be adversity in this game. Don't try to get it all back in one play. Don't try to make it all up in one play. Trust yourself. Trust your teammates. And don't try to do too much. I think there's been too many times this season where Carson Beck has got himself in trouble trying to do too much, trying to press, trying to be Superman. You don't got to be Superman. Just do your job. That's it. All these talented Georgia players on offense and defense, all they got to do if they want to win is do their job. And, I mean, heck, they were able to win the last matchup against Texas, and Carson Beck threw 3 interceptions. So if there's anything for Carson to know, you should know, even if he's not at his best, that defense and his teammates can pick him up, and they can still get the job done. So Carson Beck can't do too much. Hopefully, Trevor Etienne is going to be good to go. He's obviously still dealing with a injury in his own right. He was listed as questionable for Saturday. He's missed the last 3 games with a rib injury. And again, listed as questionable for tomorrow. So we'll see if he is able to go. That would be huge for the Dogs if Trevor Etienne can go. Remember, Etienne, 3 touchdowns in the first meeting with Texas. He was the backbone, the bread and butter of that Georgia offense the first time they played Texas. So having him back would be huge. And now, before we catch a quick break, I do have a interesting stat for you all. And I don't know if it's going to make you feel any differently. I don't think it should. It doesn't make me feel any differently. But I did think it was interesting, and I do at least want to put it out there. The Bulldogs, only 2-4 in conference championship games played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Overall, they are just 4-7 in Atlanta with the SEC championship game on the line. Interesting. Now, they have had to play some tough teams. They've had to play some good Alabama teams, good LSU team. They've had to play some tough teams in Mercedes-Benz Stadium with the SEC championship on the line. So you can't necessarily blame them, but I did think that was kind of an interesting nugget that I wanted to bring to you all. But I do have the Dogs winning. I got the Falcons winning on Sunday, too. And I want to know what you think. 404-726-0929. You know what time it is. Every Friday at 540, we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, it's called Grillin' Dylan. And on a special SEC Championship Falcons Friday, I want to hear your score predictions for Falcons-Vikings and Georgia-Texas. Who you got? Let me know. I want to hear it. Want to hear your takes on the game. And we can talk about whatever else you want to, too. Movies, music, life, sports, it don't matter. We'll talk about it all next on Grillin' Dylan here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday, a Falcons Friday, a SEC Championship Game Friday that features the Georgia Bulldogs and the Texas Longhorns. They'll be right here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium getting things going at 4 o'clock. And it's a huge weekend in sports, huge weekend here in the ATL for our teams. Also, speaking of our teams in the ATL, it'll be a big Friday for the Atlanta Hawks as well, because they are taking on LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Dalton Kanek, who's been pretty good. He's had a big game. He had a couple big games here in the NBA during his rookie campaign. But the Lakers will be in town tonight. They'll be in State Farm Arena as the Atlanta Hawks going for 6 straight victories tonight if they can get one over the Los Angeles Lakers. And you can hear that game, of course, right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks as well. Pre-game starting at 7 o'clock, tip shortly after 7:30. All right, let's go ahead and get right into it. Let's get into something we call
Grill and Dylan.
404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Movies, music, life, sports, whatever you want to talk about, whatever questions you got, whatever takes you have, we can talk about it right now. Also, on a Falcons Friday and a SEC Championship Game Friday, I want your score predictions as well. Between the Falcons and Vikings, they'll be up in Minnesota. And obviously, Georgia and Texas will be in Mercedes-Benz Stadium here in the ATL. So let's get right to it. Let's go out to first, my favorite private investigator, Mark the PI. Mark the private investigator. What's going on, man? Good morning to you, Mark. How you doing, brother?
Good morning, my brother. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm just sitting out here doing surveillance, and somebody forgot to tell the good Lord above, who I give all the praise and glory to. This is the South, and yes. 20-degree weather just don't cut it.
Yeah, right. That is true. But,
I love your show, dude. I listen to you every day, you know, when you're on
that.
There. I just wish to know I could get through to the morning shift. I can never get through to those folks. But anyways, you know, I'm a diehard Steelers fan, man.
Yeah.
Love what Mike T's doing up there. Freaking Russell Wilson's been rejuvenated. He's shutting down all the critics.
For sure.
Love the Falcons. I think they're going to go and do it 27-24 against the Vikings. Kurt Mann's going to show up. I'm kind of concerned about Carson Beck. I don't know what's been going on with him, but I think they're going to pull it out 24-21. They're going to beat Texas. I'm loving the Hawks, man. They're flying high. I think LeBron's overrated, man. I'm a big MJ fan, so, you know, I've never really cared for him. I think the Hawks are going to fly all over him and shut him down. But, man, just keep up the good work, bro. I love your show. Like I said, I listen to you every day, and I think you're awesome. And the way you produce the other shows, man, I just think you're great. So have a good
that.
One, brother. Be safe, man. You ever need a PI, I'm your man.
Hey, I got you, Mark. I know who to call. I got an exclusive. I got an exclusive on Mark, man. I appreciate that, Mark. Thank you for the kind words, brother, and I appreciate you tuning in, man. I do it for y'all. So thank you. You have a great weekend, Mark. And look, he's speaking good to me talking about the Falcons. I hope Big Kirko, Park Thuggins, I hope he bounces back from that poor performance against the Chargers last Sunday. I think he will, and I hope, like you said, I'm going to agree with Mark. I am a little concerned about Carson Beck just because, again, I think at times he tries to press, tries to do too much. Hopefully he doesn't do that this Saturday, tomorrow, I should say, against the Texas Longhorns. We'll see. And I do have to agree with him, too, about the first thing he said about Mike Tomlin. I mean, dude, what we saw, that clip that's been going around from the in-season Hard Knocks of him taking George Pickens over to the side, talking him up, let him know, hey, don't let the pick six that happened because he may or may not have been interfered with, don't let that take you out of the game. Don't let that take you out of your mindset. Don't let that take away from your frame of mind. Don't let that get you out of your game. I need you. And him getting him to lock in, and then obviously George Pickens gets a touchdown on the next possession. I mean, that's huge. And he just showed why he's one of the best coaches, not only just in the NFL, but in all of football. I mean, an absolute epitome when it comes to, like, a leader of men. So, good stuff there from Mark. All right, let's keep it moving here. Let's go to my guy, Quincy. Quincy, good morning, man. How you feeling this morning, brother?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. I really wanted to touch on the Falcons and Kirk Cousins.
Yes, sir.
He's been having a lot of tunnel vision lately, staring down receivers, and I really think he should be looking in the flats. I mean, Bijan Robinson was all by himself in the flats last game, and
yeah.
I think the Broncos, they kind of showed the
blueprint
strategy, the formula,
yeah.
The blueprint. Yeah, you know, you throw it short and then get some blockers out in front. You got all the space you need. So
right.
I would like for them to do that and, you know, get the ball out quickly. Let's see some more Tyler Allgeier. And hopefully the defense is bringing it like they have been.
Yeah, Quincy, great phone call, man. I appreciate the call. And you have a great weekend, brother. I think, one, he's definitely got something going on, Tyler Allgeier. I do think this could be a big Tyler Allgeier game just because of the physicality it'll bring. But we still need our plenty of Bijan. We still need plenty of Bijan. But I do think Tyler Allgeier could play maybe a little bit bigger of a part in this game than he usually does. Not saying he doesn't get enough carries or anything like that. I just think this game could call for a running style of Tyler Allgeier. But, again, I think the short passing game is going to be key because of how this Vikings defense gets after it when it comes to blitzes and rushing the passer. I think the short passing game is going to be key this Sunday. All right. Appreciate the phone call, Quincy. Good stuff. Let's head out to my guy, Skip. He's riding around and getting in an ATL. Skip, what's going on, man?
What's happening? All right, on all three Atlanta teams, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to start with the Hawks.
Okay.
Continue to play team ball. This is one of the best Hawks teams I've seen in a while. We're playing some good team ball.
Yes.
Trae Young, you have to depend on him. He know that now. He got other players that he can depend on. Team ball. That's what's going to get. That's what got you with where you at now.
Yes.
As far as the Bulldogs, it's riding on Carson Beck. Carson Beck, if you want to be in that first round, the next couple of games, the playoff games, where everybody's going to remember, it'll wipe your whole season out the window.
Facts.
If you start showing that you can start playing right now, leading the Bulldogs in this game, and then maybe win it, at least get to the championship game, whether you win or lose, it all depends on how you play. You know what I'm saying? From here on out. And that's going to give you your first round pick because you're playing some big teams now. You're not playing no suckers. You're playing big teams now. Now, as far as the Falcons right quick, man, continue to do what you do on defense. Change it up. Have a little bit more blitzing, but continue to do what you're on defense. Tackle real well. I wish they would do keep one safety back the whole game. Play up tight. But keep one safety back just in case somebody get loose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
But at the same time, I think he can blitz Sam Darnold up the middle. Just fake it. Keep coming. But just throw the Vikings off on the offensive side. Kyle Pitts. Here we go. On Kyle Pitts, you got two things with Kyle Pitts. Either start him, go to him early to give Minnesota something to think about. Because right now, they ain't thinking about Kyle Pitts. Nobody thinking about Kyle Pitts.
You're right.
So if you get Kyle Pitts involved real early, it gives something to think about the whole game. If you're not going to use Kyle Pitts' other strength and let him be a blocker and send the other tight end out. Give him something else to think about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So those are one of your big points on offense and defense, man. I got the Falcons winning 27-17, Bulldogs 31-21.
Ooh,
and
I like it.
We gonna have it like that, yes sir.
Yes sir.
You can have whatever you like.
Yeah.
Take it easy, man.
Take it easy, Skip. I appreciate you, brother. Have a great weekend, man. And look, I like it. I like what he's saying to me. He makes some good points. Look, the only slight thing I would disagree with Skip on is I don't know if Kyle Pitts is. I don't know if his other strength is blocking. I don't know if that's really a strength. I think he's gotten better at it. I don't know if we could call it a strength, though, but I do think he's gotten better at it. I will say that, but I don't know if we can call it a strength yet. But either way it goes, I appreciate all the phone calls. Get it on. If you want to talk to me on Monday, we can get you in on Monday. We'll get you front of line on Monday, but unfortunately, we ain't got time for you this morning. I'm sorry. We are up against it. And when we come back here on Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift, and we'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up for a Friday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.